Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number two on this absolutely fantastic New Year's Day 2024 edition, January 1st, 2024, of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate Josh Saul coming on. Couple of text messages. Wow, the guy sounds pretty impressive. Accountant, infantryman, got shot in the line of service. Greatly appreciate him coming on. Greatly appreciate him taking part of his New Year's Day to be part of the show. A brother from another mother, Dave Ajima, most conservative state representative in Lansing while he was serving down there, former Republican National Committee man. He was part of drafting the Republican platform that I believe is still in place for the RNC back in 2012. Well, pretty interesting post looking at this past year of 2023. He said the year 2023 was a year of war and confusion. Ignorant professors and students who have not a clue of history protested for the terrorists. The Islamic terrorists attacking Israel, colleges, nations, and the youth blame Israel, not Hamas. There is, in capital letters, an enemy within. And much for the blame in America is our education system. In 2023, Iran became even more the Hitler of terrorism worldwide. Our oil independence was destroyed by Biden. Inflation was caused by Biden spending trillions of dollars. Well, I'd like to add right there at that point, Dave, it was appropriated in the House of Representatives, Congress, under Nancy Pelosi, and for a short time, McCarthy, kicking the can down the road. Now Mike Johnson, the new Speaker of the House, let's see how he does in dealing with the spending. Dave goes on in his post to say Christians were labeled terrorists, while millions of illegals and actual terrorists crossed our borders illegally every single day. 2023 was a year where, quote, green energy and electric cars were subsidized, enforced on a society with limited electric grid capacity. Our grid is already stressed. Meanwhile, other countries like China and France are building coal and nuclear power plants, which produce massive, cheap energy. Our energy is becoming more expensive as fossil fuels prices go up, nuclear capacity is diminished. 2023 was a year where our military decreased in size to the point where people are leaving the military, and we are now at about 62% of the required amount necessary for combat readiness at a time of wars and rumors of wars. Biden is offering up bonuses. Dave, I guess, has been in communication with some of these folks. They're being offered up to $600,000 in bonuses to stay in the military for certain jobs like fighter pilots. The military personnel do not like this woke agenda. The W-O-K pronoun military experiment, which depletes morale. Hence, they're leaving the military. 2023 was a year where the Democrat philosophies were exposed for what it is, communism, and should lead to new political leaders in 2024. The question is, will there be a republic or a socialist country left after this year's 2024 election? 2023 was the year of exposing those who wish to destroy America from within. It wasn't a good year. That's what I basically said to Vicky last night when the ball dropped, when I went over and gave her a big kiss and a hug and said, Happy New Year. Good riddance to 2023. Especially here in the state of Michigan. If you look at the legislative agenda that the Democrats were able to ram through because of their power, because of the gavel being in their hands in both the House and the Senate, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, acting as president of the Senate for most of the year, ramming the agenda through. Speaker of the House, Joe Tate, and his Speaker Pro Tem, Lori Podhutsky, the communist woman from Livonia, silencing Republicans, not allowing them to speak on the House floor, not allowing them to speak in committees. 60 words on a list that if you Republicans get up and say any one of these 60 words, your microphone will be muted. Whatever happened to First Amendment rights, freedom of speech? Gone. You know why? Very simply, they didn't have the gavel. They did not have the power. And as a result, they were told to sit down and shut up. Go stand in the corner and suck your thumb. We're not interested in anything you have to say. You don't have the power. You don't have the control. Therefore, you don't have a say in this chamber. That's exactly the way they were treated. Talk to any of them. And I'm sorry, but anybody who voted to play nice with these people need to be removed from office. It's that simple. We do not vote for Republicans to be weak. And if the political whims are such that you're in the minority, which you are, two seats in the House, two seats in the Senate, basically neutered, then you fight like hell. You do not sponsor bills with Democrats. You do not vote for their budget. You do not vote for their bills. You do not vote to take away our constitutional rights. Senator John DeMoose voted to ban firearms from in our Capitol building, the People's House. Sorry, guys, you don't have Second Amendment rights in this building. What? You just violated your oath of office, sir. both the U.S. Constitution and the Michigan State Constitution. You violated your oath of office. Pure and simple. End of story. Cut and dry. There's no reason or explanation that you can offer. In the Michigan State Constitution, folks, on the very first page, Article 1, Declarations of Rights. Declaration of Rights states, per Article 1, Section 6, bearing of arms. Every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state, period. There's no commas in Article 1, Section 6 of the Michigan State Constitution. There's no mention of a well-regulated militia. It does not say that the rights shall not be infringed. It says every person has a right to keep and bear arms for the defense of himself and the state. And that includes inside the Capitol building, which had been a right that Michiganders and others were freely able to exercise until the Democrats and Senator John DeMoose voted to remove those rights from us. Folks, this is the kind of stuff you're going to learn this class that we're repeating February 3rd this year, 2024. Yes, in a few weeks. Well, you basically have 3 weeks from today to register for this class. It's going to be Robert's Rules of Order and the Michigan State Constitution. We had a very successful class on December 2nd. We're looking forward to another one on February 3rd. You need to be a part of this. You're all going to run for precinct delegate at a bare minimum. At a bare minimum, you need to know Robert's Rules of Order and you need to know the Michigan State Constitution. Text me the word class. I'll text you the flyer and the website. You can register today. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tellini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebels for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. George texted me, definitely want to attend the class. Please send me the flyer and the link. So there you go, George. Greatly appreciate you joining us today. A lot of people, like Officer Rick, taking the day off. He's not a sports fan, but I'm going to tell you that game was definitely rigged. He's chilling at home today down in Livingston County. He says, a friend of mine from Louisiana told me they screwed the Lions over because Goodell and Vegas made more money. And they will make more money if America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, is in the playoff. Absolutely. And who was it? Somebody sent me. I believe it was Russell. Dallas was favored by 6 points. So they were giving the Detroit Lions 6 points. I would have taken the Lions and the points all day long. I knew it was going to be a close game. I thought it was going to be a field goal. Somebody kicking a field goal with 3 seconds left, winning 23-20, something like that. Vegas was that confident that Dallas was going to win? Well, guess what? Detroit beat the line. Not only that, but they beat the Dallas Cowboys. They just didn't get the win. And again, that ref, Brad Allen, he needs to go. Absolutely unbelievable. But it is going to play out in the playoffs. We'll see where the Lions end up before this is all over and done with next year. I'm sorry, I don't have you stored in my phone. Last four digits is 2500. God bless the Patriots. This was at Wildwood Firearms Training and Range up in Harbor Springs, Petoskey area. Captain Jeff, Trucker Randy, and Mark Farner from Grand Funk Railroad. The Mark Farner American Band. Man, that brings back memories. Look how fat my face was. Whoa. I had the full Santa beard going. Yes. Wow, that is amazing. I think that was when we had the white t-shirts for the radio station. What year was that? And it's a few years ago. I definitely don't look the same. I'm sure Mark and Captain Jeff don't either. But yeah, text me. Who sent me this picture? God bless the Patriots. Surely a before picture. Amen to that. Don't look anything like that anymore. That's for sure. But one of the things that we're going to talk about in the next hour is the plan. Lions coach Dan Campbell had a plan against Dallas. Stay close, win it at the end. Come from behind. Absolutely was the plan. Carried it out, executed it to perfection. Well, hopefully, God willing, we will do the same. We're going to lay out the plan in the next hour. We want you guys to be a part of it. Vicky and I have prayed on this. We've talked about it. This is going to be the year. There's going to be some major changes, and you guys are going to be part of it. When you learn the plan, and we talk about the plan throughout the year, you're going to be involved. You're going to attend some meetings. You're going to attend some trainings. You're going to attend some events. You need to set aside and plan, earmark roughly $500 for the year. That's how much it's going to cost for you to do certain things. But I'm going to lay the plan out very, very specifically in the next hour. It will repeat every 3 hours on the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, on the TuneIn app, and will be a podcast. The top two podcasts on the website, when you click podcasts, it'll be Hour 3, Segment 1, Hour 3, Segment 2. It will be recorded and memorialized and put on the server. I hope these two links are going to be the most shared podcasts of this year, 2024. That's my goal. That's my mission for the information I'm going to give to you guys in the next hour. We're going to lay out the battle plan. Hour number three, today's show, New Year's Day 2024. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom